a haiku by my teacher Soen Nakagawa Roshi. During war in Pacific, spring 1943. Senka tada tera no shunde fumu bakari. News of a victorious battle. I just shuffle along in the mud at this spring temple. Spring 1944. Senka tada tera no shunde fumu bakari. News of a disastrous battle. I just shuffle along in the mud at this spring temple. Only one ideogram, the kanji tada, changed into two haiku, though both kanji sound the same, are homonyms. Victorious battle, disastrous battle. Life events occasion all sorts of reactions, satisfactions, dissatisfactions, suffering. Our practice enables and supports experiencing this, noticing this. In the coming weeks, in the upcoming elections, your candidates or issues may win or may lose, or you may have already won, lost. How do you live winning? How do you live losing? What is responding as the truth of your life, as the truth of your bodhisattva efforts, winning, being defeated, so-called gaining or losing? Living life, we encounter and have relations with people close or far, friends and family. We hear of circumstances and actions in national or local politics, world events, or even sports results, where we believe, truly believe, that I, we, won, or we were defeated. We are certain that we gained or lost. When you gain, what is gain? When you lose, what is lost? Even in daily activities, people say or do things, and we believe that this event, this speaking, this intention, this inattention means that I won or were defeated, gained or lost. This seems natural to us, the natural response of this human, biological, social, psychological being that we are. Family, friends, causes, circumstances, what we want from others, want from ourselves, all of these may result in judgments, evaluations, gaining and losing, winning and being defeated. What reactive habits are occurring? In the light of Dogen's forgetting self, in the light of the Heart Sutra's emptiness, what is this? What is emptiness of five conditions right here? please reflect closely in winning, in being defeated, in so-called gaining or losing, how do you respond as the truth of your life, as your bodhisattva vows and efforts? We may discover all sorts of habit tendencies. Please notice your ways of thinking, speaking, attaching, believing. If we are present, our practice effort, what do you notice? What is your experiencing and response? In the coming weeks, or in the past weeks, some of your teams will have won or lost. Please see what you discover with this. Some of your causes won or lost. What do you discover with this? We have many ways of articulating these reactive habits, such as I have, I don't have, I won, we lost, I gained, I lost. When you won, look, who won? When you lost, look, who lost? When you have, look, who has. When you do not have, look, who does not have. Living in many realms arising, passing, please clarify moment-moment ongoing practice of your win, your defeat, your gain. Your loss, your having, your not having. To encourage our practice with this, here is case 26 of the Mumonkan. Two monks roll up the blind. Hogen of Seryo came to the hall before the midday meal. A monk asked for instruction. Hogen pointed to the bamboo blinds. At this moment, two monks rose and rolled the blinds up. Hogen observed, one gain, one loss. An alternative translation is, one has it, one missed. Mumon's comment, now tell me, which one gained, which one lost? If any of you has one eye, he will see through the failure of Hogen of Seryo. However, do not inquire in connection to gain or loss. The verse, when the blinds are rolled up, the great sky is bright and clear. The great sky is not yet in accord with Zen. It is better to throw sky and everything away. Then it is so lucid and perfect that not even a wind blows through.